Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 39. And Yosef had been taken down to Mitzrayim, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, a Mitzrite, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And it came to be that Yahweh was with Yosef, and he became a prosperous man, and was in the house of his master, the Mitzrite. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Yosef found favor in his eyes, and served him, and he appointed him over his house, and gave into his hand all that he had. And it came to be from the time that he appointed him over his house, and all that he had, that Yahweh barak the Mitzrite's house for Yosef's sake, and the barakah of Yahweh was on all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left in Yosef's hand all that he had, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. And Yosef was handsome in form and handsome appearance. And after these events, it came to be that his master's wife lifted up her eyes to Yosef and said,
"Lie with me."
But he refused and said to his master's wife,
"Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has given into my hand all that he has. No one is greater in this house than I, and he has not withheld whatever from me but you, because you are his wife. And how shall I do this great evil and sin against Elohim?"
And it came to be, as she spoke to Yosef day by day, that he did not listen to her, to lie with her, to be with her. And it came to be on a certain day, when Yosef went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying,
"Lie with me."
But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And it came to be, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying,
"See, he has brought into us ivri to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it came to be, when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside."
And she kept his garment with her until his master came home. And she spoke to him these same words, saying,
"The ivri servant whom you brought to us came in to me to mock me. So it came to be, as I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled outside."
And it came to be, when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying,
"Your servant did to me according to these words,"
that his displeasure burned. Then Yosef's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the sovereign's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But Yahweh was with Yosef and extended kindness to him, and he gave him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. And the prison warden gave into the hand of Yosef all the prisoners who were in the prison, and whatever was done there was his doing. The prison warden did not look into any point that was under Yosef's hand, because Yahweh was with him, and whatever he did, Yahweh made it prosper.